Marty. Now, we're turning to just some breaking news this lunchtime. New figures showing that grocery inflation here now stands at 15.4%. The figure from Kantar is a record high and covers a 12-week period ending in December 25th. 2022, last year. For more, let's talk to our business journalist, Adam Maguire. So this is what people were paying really in that crucial and busy time in the run-up to Christmas, Adam.
That's right, yeah. Inflation, as you say, of 15.4% compares to 14.7% in November. And I suppose the point to make as well is that even if it had stayed the same, it still means prices were rising by that amount, by 14-15%. But it actually means that prices were rising at an even faster pace than they had been previously. It's double the rate of price inflation that we would have seen in July, so really has picked up rapidly. It's also higher than what's happening in the UK at the moment. 14.2% grocery price inflation in the UK. So it means essentially that people are spending more money to get the same things that they would have done a year ago. €58 more spent on groceries in December than at the same time last year.
Yeah, and what about people's buying patterns? Are they changing at all because of rises in the cost of living?
We're seeing, and it's been a trend through the year, we're seeing more people moving to the own brand label because they're slightly cheaper than they would have been. So people that's taking up about half or more than half of a grocery basket now, which wouldn't have been the case before. But we're also seeing, not a surprise, in December, sales of treats like chocolate and cheese and pâtés and so on rose by about 10%, according to Kantar. But interestingly, the volumes declined. So people were spending more on these things, but actually getting less at the tills as well. The only kind of thing that books the trend there is wine. Volumes of wine rose as well as the amount people were spending. But it does mean that people are actually trying to cut back on what they're buying, but they're still having to spend more to get their groceries.
And just a postscript, pretty big spend on cold and flu products.
This is quite interesting. Apparently, our additional spending of about €830,000 on cold treatments, more than €500,000 extra spend on vitamins and cleaning products for the household as well, showing that a lot of people under the weather during December.
That tells its own story. Adam, thanks very much for that.